The extra bars are crazy, and the show was wild. We'll be talking about that next week. We also will be joined next week by a trio of Boston music professionals of the female persuasion. We will be discussing women in music and the different hurdles faced by them behind the scenes in the city, which are numerous. We're getting out of here with Shad, A Short Story About War. This is The Fool Part 3. Thank you, Seti. Thank you, Tia.
Thank you.
Thank you, Alex. And thank you, Thomas. And thank you, everyone, for tuned in. We'll be back next Tuesday. Live free or die. Peace.
It's my life's work. It's my life's work. I don't write verses. I'm talking right versus wrong. There's a fight going on, trying to find the right purpose, trying to find the right person. Who is at the end of my search is me. I had to earn the trust, had to learn to trust myself first, putting someone else's concerns above myself. When it hurts, can you shake it off? When you take a loss, will they make you lose it? When they say it's soft, can you play through it? Play music, take abuses, stay in tune in the game, all the same, stay improving. Keep it human, keep in tune while you keep it moving for the movement. Don't be paralyzed, don't be scared of trying, don't carry it all. You can share the weight, let it marinate, I'm here when you call.
Feeling like some red lights in the dead of night alone. Too many red eyes and red bulls on red text and red tube. No rest in my bed at night at home. So we ball out, put walls up to protect from rejection. Pause and reflect, acceptance, acknowledge this breath that we got is a blessing. When it's all in perspective, it's not. Let it out, when in doubt, know we are been in doubt. In the clouds, in the rain, sing it out.
World is yours. To pain, theirs and yours, in silence.
Good evening. Listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. It's just me tonight, flying solo. Miss Amanda is being a diligent student, and I'm being a delinquent, so. Got a lot of music this evening, kind of jumping all over in terms of intensity of songs. I feel like I go through this thing when it's raining and I listen to more chill music. I'm not really sure. It'll be a trip. We'll have fun. Anyways, this is the Equestrian Vortex by Broadcast, as always.
Thank you.
That was Breathe In, Breathe Out by Melody's Echo Chamber. Before that, we heard the song Loving by Land of Talk. And before that, Super Electric by Stereolab. So now that we've really cashed in on that vibe, I'm really going to change it up on you. So stick around.
Dish.
I found a friend. I found a friend.
Hello.
Hello. Lily's here. She has the show afterwards, so you should stay tuned for her. But okay, real quick, that was Any Day by The Sea and Cake. Before that, we heard Wine Time by Good Morning. And before that, Weed Pin by Jug Church. Okay, I brought you in here.
Yes, I'm here. One, I've arrived.
Because you're lovely. And two, because I just wanted to have a conversation with someone. It's not myself.
Yeah, sometimes it's weird to do a radio show and not speak to anyone throughout it.
I remember my first radio show, it was just super strange being like, I'm here by myself, and what do I say?
Because I feel that.
I don't know, it's not something I ever like write a script for or plan out really beyond, hey, these are some songs I heard and want to listen to.
Exactly.
It's really off the cuff, so sometimes there's good days, sometimes there's bad days. Anyways, okay, wait, the topic of conversation was going to be that I find that the music I listen to drastically changes sometimes based on like the weather.
Oh.
Is that like a real thing? Because I used to have a friend that believed that there was this theory that we all like wish that we were in a movie and had like a soundtrack to our lives playing all the time.
I totally do that. No, I definitely believe the movie theory. The weather thing, I don't know. I feel like it probably does, but I think it's more, I don't see it happening in my life that much. Like, it's more like what I need at the moment I'll listen to.
Okay.
You know, like fair. Today I was like listening to hype music going into my test.
There you go.
You know, and
okay.
I guess if there wasn't so much going on in my life, mm-hmm. The weather would be like a bigger factor.
Oh, okay. You know, like I see. So other things trump it.
Mm-hmm,
okay.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
Fair.
I agree. But I definitely think the movie, the soundtrack,
yeah,
is a real thing.
I believe it. I don't know. I feel like sometimes I just want to walk to class or walk wherever I'm going and not listen to music and just take in my surroundings and such. But sometimes I just put on my headphones and like play a killer song and just like head down, like go.
Yeah, and you like see yourself walking.
Mm-hmm. Right, you're like imagining.
Whenever that kicks in, you know you have succumbed to movie track syndrome.
Movie track, is that what we're calling it? I like that. It's a real thing.
Yeah, I remember I would do that a lot. I do that a lot after watching movies that I really like.
You feel inspired.
Yeah, exactly. Like, some of my favorite soundtracks are like Garden State soundtrack and Boyhood.
Mm-hmm.
Like after those, I'd like listen to them and I'm like, yeah.
Absolutely.
Life can be a movie. Songs.
It's really funny how, I don't know, I do the same thing too. Like one of my housemates really likes Wes Anderson and she's always playing like the Wes Anderson soundtrack like in the house. And I've seen most of the movies, so usually like I'll be sitting there and she'll start a song and I can like picture the scene and then I like relate it, you know. You're like, oh, but this is real life, it's not the movie now. I don't know, I think it's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Agreed.
Any more thoughts on that subject?
Any more thoughts on the weather? I don't know. And I mean, I guess going off of weather as well, season has a big influence in what music I'm listening to. Like,
I agree.
I listen back to what I make like playlists for every month, and it's really interesting to go listen back to what I was listening to in October 2018, 2017, 2016, 2015.
Right.
Weirdly similar.
Like across months?
Across like the same month for different
right,
years.
Right, right, right.
You know? Like for That's summer, really interesting. Summer is just always either like kind of maybe not country, but you know, I don't know, like Lucinda Williams or something like that, or like hip hop. You know, there's kind of two different summer moods.
Sure.
Like Wilco.
Right,
or
right,
like
classic.
Anderson .Paak. Whereas the in-betweens of spring and fall, I feel like are less polarized, usually.
Very interesting. I'll have to take a look and see.
Theory of Lily's life.
Yeah, I mean, it's not something like I consciously do. It's not like, oh, it's this month, I can't listen to this genre.
No,
like,
yeah, me neither.
But it's just, I think it's funny how you kind of fall into it. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
Anyways, well, thanks for joining me and
thanks
chatting.
Thanks for having me on your show.
I'll listen to your show afterwards. I'm very excited for it. Anyways, yeah, stick around for Lily's show. What's the name of it? I should know this.
It's the name of it is the B&H Family Show, which Cute. Is because me and my co-host are cousins, and our last names start with B&H.
I love it. Yep. Amazing. Well, stay tuned for the family affair. was Pinback with the song Prague off of their second album, Blue Screen Life. I think that Pinback is really, really good at writing songs that like build, that start one way and then totally change out the song and then just have this like intense ending that always makes me feel so good. Before that, we heard a song for Kelly Huckabee, the Fax version from Death Cab for Cutie. And now I'm going to read a PSA. This is different than our normal PSAs. This is a donations drive PSA. Attention all freeform radio lovers, WMFO needs your help. For the past 45 years, we have brought you community-based freeform radio. In order to continue that great and honored tradition, we need your support in our annual donations drive. From now until November 14th, you can go to donate.wmfo.org to help us in raising our goal of $5,000. Your generosity will be rewarded with a unique thank you gift, so go check out donate.wmfo.org. Now, not to be biased or anything, but our thank you gifts are pretty cool. We have new t-shirt designs as well as tote bags and mugs, and it's all really awesome. Also, WMFO means a lot to me, and I hope that it sticks around for a long time so that a lot of other people can enjoy it as well. And now, more music.
Come on.
That was Lush with the song Scarlet, and before that we heard Hopalong with Get Disowned. And now I'm going to play a PSA. I'm gonna play a PSA, but I'm making sure to pick a good one for all of you wonderful people. I think I've succeeded.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets, and they all have one thing in common. Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard, that's optional. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
I think that's one of my favorite PSAs. It's really wholesome and I like animals. Anyways, it's 10:51. Maybe I have time for one or two more songs, so I hope you'll stay tuned. Listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
Thank you.
That was Low with the song Sunflower. I think I have one more for you. And then Lily's gonna be up next, so you should stick around. You've been listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. This is 88 miles per hour. I'm here every Tuesday for the foreseeable future from 10 p.m. until 11 p.m. Usually Amanda's here, but again, she's studying her butt off, and we are cheering her on from afar. Hopefully she'll be here next week. All right, have a good rest of your Tuesday evening.